first of all, David, if you can just say your name and your kind of position with the event.
Sure. My name's David Brennan, and I'm one of the co-organisers of Pedal on Parliament.
Okay. Well, just give us an overview of what the event's all about.
Well, Pedal on Parliament is all about calling for Scotland's government to make the roads safer for cyclists. In fact, we're not really looking for the roads to be safer for cyclists, we're looking for the roads to be safer for everybody. It's all about allowing people from 8 to 80 to be able to cycle on our roads safely without feeling that they have to battle with traffic.
And you're particularly concerned at the moment because both last year and so far this year there have been a number of deaths involving cyclists.
There have been deaths. I mean, cycling overall is a safe activity and it certainly is a healthy activity, but it's not as safe as it could be and as it should be, and it certainly doesn't feel safe. I mean, I'm a father as well. I've got three young children and I would love to get them out cycling more where I am. The problem is it just doesn't feel safe, and it's that feeling of safety that parents really need to be able to get their children, their families and their loved ones out on the bikes.
So how is Scotland doing on this, do you think? Presumably there's a lot of money needs to be spent and a lot of things have to happen if that feeling of safety is to be improved.
Yes, well, we have Pedal on Parliament, we have an 8-point manifesto that kind of sets out what we think is required to get us to a position of having a large number of people cycling. That part of that requirement we think is that it needs to be spending about 5% of the transport budget on cycling and 10% overall on active travel. It's a small part of the budget, but it's a huge amount of money that, if spent on cycling, would make a significant difference. We could improve the infrastructure throughout the whole of Scotland, a country which desperately needs people to be more active and healthier. And so if this money was spent this way, it would have a huge impact, not only on allowing people to cycle, on their health, also reducing congestion, which is a major issue in a number of our cities.
Seems to be getting more popular cycling, doesn't it? Generally, people want to keep fit and that sort of thing, don't they?
Cycling certainly is becoming more popular. I know I've been cycling since 2005, and when I first started, I didn't see anyone else in my commute when I cycled to work. Nowadays, you certainly do see it more, but it still tends to be the same sort of people who are willing to cycle despite the conditions rather than because of them. And so what we want to do is change the conditions so that not just the hardy will go out and cycle, but that cycling can be for everybody.
You spoke about the road safety actually being about everybody that uses the roads, but cyclists are at particular risk because they don't have the protection of a car or a lorry or whatever around them. Is the legal system set up in the right way? Are there any improvements that you think could be made that might improve safety?
There's certainly a number of things that could be done from a legal perspective. There is the criminal law, where we need to make sure that cases where cyclists are put in danger are prosecuted correctly. But there's also a case for civil law where we could change things to something called presumed liability. Now, that does not necessarily change the criminal law. It's a very separate thing from criminal law. But this is where, in an accident, rather than the cyclist having to prove the burden that they were the one who was, you know, sorry, the driver was the one at fault. Instead, it's actually the other way around. And so, therefore, it's the one who's more vulnerable gets more protection from a civil point of view.
Is there a danger in all of this, and it probably exists to a degree already, that you've got cyclists versus car drivers, and there's that kind of feeling, you know?
I don't think there is this cyclist versus car drivers at all. In fact, I drive, I cycle, and many, many other people do. The vast majority of people who cycle drive as well. It's more about making the road safer for everybody, no matter what your mode of transport is. There's good and bad in all sides, but I know myself, when I drive my car, I pose much greater risk to other road users. And so it's really about redressing that balance and trying to make the road safer for everybody, whatever method they choose to use.
You see things like cyclists putting cameras on their helmets and that sort of thing. You're one of them.
Yes, I am.
Is that because they feel vulnerable, or you know, what's behind that?
Yes, I mean, I personally use a camera, and it's really how I got into cycle campaigning. It is through a feeling of vulnerability. But it was also, I think it's also a case of trying to show people who don't cycle the issues that we face. I mean, I know I've had a lot of people who said, you know, oh, I didn't realise how that would feel for a car to pass you that close. So I think cameras are a very good educational tool, and they are very good from an evidential point of view when something does go wrong. I mean, I've used my camera in a few situations where I've seen bad driving or experienced bad driving, and it has gone, you know, the camera evidence has been used to take the drivers to court.
Okay, thanks very much, David.
Okay, no problem.
Great.